Ezra Hashem Yisparich, the Halacha section for Daf Peyam Ebeis, Amatzoy Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayigash, the night of Asar B'Tevis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to a Daf that reminds ourselves of the Halachos of Avelus on the Churban. The Gemara towards the bottom of Peyam Ebeis, when discussing how teat and how seed was normally made, teat being the cement, sid being the lime and the paint that is used on the walls. The Gemara brings up the topics that ultimately relate to the way in which we are supposed to build our homes in a fashion that we don't forget that the ultimate home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, is not with us. Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss the halachos of building a house with the requirements of Zecher L'Churban, according to different opinions of the Rishonim, as emerges from our Gemara and the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Samach Amud Beis. In a sentence, what are the requirements of building a house and the Halacha's requirements of Zecher L'Churban? Our Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom of Pei Amud Beis, quoted a Baisa, which is also found in Bava Basra, and we're going to see in Machlokes Rishonim how to understand this Braisa. The Braisa says, the Sanya, right towards the beginning of the Gemara, Lo Yised Adam Espeso Besid, a person is not supposed to line his house with lime, Elim Kain Irev Bo Tevin Ochol. You're not allowed to use the pure seed, the pure lime, because the house will look too beautiful. Says Rashi, the house is not supposed to look too white. Our houses as well have to have a little black to it. There is a big machlokes Rishonim whether this opinion is followed. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis Perek Hey Halacha Yud Beis writes that there are two requirements. And that is, number one, you're not allowed to use a pure lime, a pure paint, a pure white paint. And number two, as some are familiar with, one needs to leave over a space of an amo al amo. This is how the Torah understands the Rambam in Simin Tov Kuf Samach. And in fact, that's the simple reading of our Gemara combined with the Gemara of Bava Basra, and that is that a pure lime is not supposed to be used. However, the Beis Yosef disagrees. He argues that the Rambam was only prohibiting the designs of kings, as the Mishnah Brura describes Lahalacha in Simin Tov Kuf Samach Sif Aleph. Let us first see the words of the Mechaber, which is, of course, the same Beis Yosef. Mishecharav Beis HaMikdash Tiknu Chacham Shoyu Bo Sedor She'ein Bonin La'olam Binyin Mesuyod U'mechuyar Kivinyan Melachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean, Mesuyod U'mechuyar Kivinyan Melachim? Hey, Minei Tziur. These are the types of drawings. Vev Shalomar adds the Mishnah Berurah Shederach Olam Shetachim B'Titvach Kachsad Mesid V'Amelochim Osin Hakol Besid. Another alternative explanation is that some people first use a cement and then they add the lime, and the kings do everything made out of lime. That's a fancier form of building. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the lenient position of the Torah that even if it looked kingly, but there was a shiur al amma, then it would also be accepted. And he writes, v'chein haminig. It should be pointed out that for Svaradim, it should be clear that they should not follow this second opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, because either you have the simple reading of the Rambam, as the Torah had understood the Rambam, and that is that any time there's a nice paint job, that's already a problem. It needs to be a darkened paint. Not many people, I don't know of anybody that follows that. However, the lenient way of understanding the Rambam as the Beis Yosef is that there are certain things that would be called as the tziurim of Malachim. And there, even if he does amal amma, that will not be enough. Even if he leaves off in his house an area of an Amma Amma that's not developed. Before we go on in the halacha, even though Ashkenazim could be Mekel and all you need is an Amma and Amma, and even though the Mechaber is Mekel in contrast to the simple understanding of the Rambam, and therefore our Gemara really is not the bottom line of halacha, that you need to mix a dark gray into your paint. Nevertheless, the message, the hashkafa behind this halacha should be clear. And that is, it's not enough just to simply have a token remembrance of the Churban. It's true that there were Tanoim and Amoraim that were afraid that we were going to be misabel too much on the Beis HaMikdash. That's also a person needs to go on to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, needs to go on to continue the Masorah. On the other hand, when we build in such ostentatious way, where it's misuyad umichuyar kevinyan hamelachim, even if it's not in the letter of the law, the spirit of the law, particularly in Chutz La'aretz, one has to keep in mind, as well as in Eretz Yisrael, that in both places we should remember that we are in Chutz La'aretz and our ultimate bias we don't have. So almost everybody agrees that two requirements don't apply. There isn't a requirement that there not be of Sid and you leave a Tefach al Tefach. However, everybody agrees, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samech Amud Beis, as the Mechaber continues, that one needs to live over a place of Tefach b'Tefach where there's no Sid. Both of these halachas were, of course, about Sid. That's why they go together. The second halacha is the halacha people are more familiar with. Ela toch beso betid v'sod b'sid u'mashayir makom amal ama kenegen ha-pesach b'li sid. That you should leave over an area which doesn't have any lime, just the cement, as is common here in Eretz Yisrael. In regards to the nature of the amal ama, it's poshut that the paint should be removed. It should be removed to the point that the cement or block is revealed. Rav Nevensal Shlita has an interesting ha'ara in the Biyitzchak Yikare, where he claims, it seems that some have done differently. Rav Nevensal claims that the amal ama should be entirely empty. His lashon is tzarich she'amakom rik b'kol davar lo tmunoso ksav, not even to write zecher lechorben, etc., etc. The bein on amal ama b'shlemus, it should have the stark block, the stark cement, and nothing else. I'd always wondered, when I was younger, what is the reason that in the States it's not as common to see this Amma Alama. The Mishnah Brura quotes a very interesting svara from the Nishmas Adam, which actually relates directly to our Gemara, as one possible hatstaka of why people don't do it. It's dismissed, but it is the best svara that the Achronim came out with for why people don't have the custom. And it wasn't only when I was growing up, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Beis, halfway through, Vehine bizmanenu lo noagu l'shayer, the custom is not to leave over, Ve'evshe mishum nesomchan al yesh makilim. And maybe they rely on the makilim who hold, the sphere luhu, Tehecha de'arev chol shuv lo mikri b'shem sid. That if there's dirt inside the paint, so where it's a darker paint, so then that qualifies as Sid. Explains the Nishmas Adam that there are some opinions who learn that our Gemara says that you're not supposed to have the lime in its pure form. It's supposed to be mixed with dirt. Now, you could understand that the Gemara is saying, it's a question of how you read Bava Basra, Samech Amud Beis, but the Gemara is saying that there are two possible ways in which to do Zecher L'Churban. Number one, to have this dirty paint, or number two, to leave an Amma and Amma. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the custom has become to leave the Amma and Amma and not to require the dirty paint. Maybe, says Anish Masadam, the paint of those people who don't finish the Amma with the Amma Lama is because they're using the dirty paint. And he begins to talk about different types of paint, and then he says, well, most people's paint comes out looking fine. And that cannot be the seed that's Mu'urav Bechol that is found in Shabbos Pei Amud Beis. So, however, if someone did leave the walls dirtier and not in the pristine state, so then that in itself might serve as a Zeichel Chorban. So, if someone in Chutz Laaretz built a home with poor paint, to the point that the paint was mixed with dirt and didn't give off a nice finish, that would be a possible justification as emerging from our Gemara. And one could say that the requirement of Bava Basra does not apply. However, without it, the poskim do not really have a good makar to justify not leaving an amal ama zecher lechorban. As we head into the tainus of Asara B'Teves, let us keep in mind the words of the Rambam in the same book in Hilchos Tainus, where the Rambam describes, it's not the fasting which makes the essence of the tainus, but rather it's the tshuva that takes place. The fast is a time where one isn't involved with food and other things, so then it's appropriate time for a person to focus on tshuva and maisim tovim. The same thing in regards to the outer forms of avelus on the churban. If a person follows the halachas, but he doesn't internalize, where he spends some time thinking about that, as lucky as he has to have the beautiful home that he does, that there still is a part of all of Klal Yisrael's home that's missing, and thereby our personal home as well, so then we are missing the essence of it. On the other hand, we should be mechazek to return to the simple understanding of the halacha that an amma should be there, so as a person can remember that there's something missing in our lives. Bezer Hashem, next year, Asara B'Teves, may we be zocha to be mashlim, to fill up that missing amal ama, to have clean walls, because we'll be zocha to have the pure walls of the Beis HaMikdash back.